The Glass Key by Dashiell Hammett. Narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Chapter 1. The Body in China Street. 1. Green dice rolled across the green table, struck the rim together, and bounced back. One stopped short, holding 6 white spots and 2 equal rows uppermost. The other tumbled out to the center of the table and came to rest with a single spot on top. Ned Beaumont grunted softly. Ugh! And the winners cleared the table of money. Harry Sloss picked up the dice and rattled them in a pale, broad, hairy hand. Shoot 2 bits. He dropped a $20 bill and a $5 bill on the table. Ned Beaumont stepped back, saying, Get on him, gamblers. I've got to refuel. He crossed the billiard room to the door. There he met Walter Ivins coming in. He said, "'Lo, Walt,' and would have gone on, but Ivins caught his elbow as he passed and turned to face him. "'Did you talk to P-P-Paul?' When Ivins said P-P-Paul, a fine spray flew out between his lips. "'I'm going up to see him now.' Ivins' china-blue eyes brightened in his round, fair face until Ned Beaumont, narrow of eye, added, "'Don't expect much. If you could wait a while.' Ivan's chin twitched.
But she's going to have the baby next month.
A startled look came into Ned Beaumont's dark eyes. He took his arm out of the shorter man's hand and stepped back. Then a corner of his mouth twitched under his dark mustache, and he said, It's a bad time, Walt, and, well, you'll save yourself disappointment by not looking for much before November. His eyes were narrow again and watchful.
But if you tell him...
I'll put it to him as hot as I can, and you ought to know he'll go the limit, but he's in a tough spot right now.